continuing with Du Bois, that the problem of the democratization of industry is tremendous, let no man deny. We must spread that sympathy and intelligence which tolerates the widest individual freedom despite the necessary public control. These steps are in many cases clear. The careful, steady increase of public, democratic ownership of industry, beginning with the simplest type of public utilities and monopolies, and extending gradually, as we learn the way, unquote from W.E.B. Du Bois' Dark Water from 1920, and with the experience of the past 100 years. No doubt, we have the knowledge now to do it. That is to say, de-energize the class system to do it in such a way that it's based in our uniquely developing individualities. To de-energize the class system by, through, based on, based in, using, as a result of the release of our power, our individual power as human beings, in voluntary, cooperative agreements of mutual aid. Now, with Karl Popper, Du Bois believes in the ability of humans to incrementally improve their condition as they identify and eliminate problems with the proper application of reason, and that little by little man, quote unquote, can, as education about the true nature of the problem spreads, progressively address them. This is still the extent of the analysis we get over the airwaves. Of course, at 51, Du Bois is still a young man. He's a young man yet. He came to think different when power, arrogant and bold, seized him in its teeth and showed him their vision of democracy, i.e., the powerful are the best, and only the best, quote unquote, get to sit their ass in the say-so seat. I consulted Du Bois in order to show that when some play pretend insurrectionist given access to the progressive airwaves says that we don't know what we want, so that all he knows to do and recommend is to break stuff, he's being extremely disingenuous at best. I'm referring to an interview I heard on December 23rd, 2014 on KPFA with a voice-disguised anonymous person given the tag Ted for convenience. He was officially there to make the case for breaking windows during protests, but so much additional propaganda was dropped in the process, it's hard for me to believe this speech was not calculated to be precisely that, conscious propaganda in the service of power. Now, these were just tossed off asides, but I've often found these tossed off asides to be the main purpose of the speech. Embedded propaganda. For instance, he said, youth, you have limited time. You must be productive. Right. Okay, no. I wouldn't be sitting in this seat if that were so. And he said, we must support the drunk. Okay. That felt a little random. That means that was a propaganda plant. And he said, there is no alternative. Where have we heard that before? That there's a void in organizations. And so, you know, gotta break windows. And he said, violence disempowers the system. Okay, show me your analysis on that, please. And he said, we don't know what we want. Uh-huh. Yes, we do. We don't want to live in a coercive world, a global world order. We don't want to be forced to share our gifts. If you sat in your skin a bit and communed with it, that answer would come, trust. And he said, we have to smash the system to have a whole to build a society around. All of this displays, I believe, intentional misunderstanding about what is the system, the state, power. Because, you know, all this stuff that he's talking about, we got to smash, create some whole. You know, this is us. We built this. This is our stuff. Thank you very much. We embody both the future and the present. It is us, and it is our consciousness which will change as we break down atomization.